Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Good morning. I wish I could tell this one, Brock, but this one's...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Hunter just told me an epic story that we cannot tell you, so we're good there. Well, today we want to talk about friends and Facebook and coworkers. Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. You and I are good friends.
Yeah.
Probably best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovers, even.
Yeah. All right.
What?
Only on Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays. That's right. That's the day we allotted for our loving. So a question was brought up. Is it a good idea to follow coworkers on social media? Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, Snapchat. I only have Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. and I don't really use either, but you and I are friends on there.
Yeah, you really only have Facebook.
No. But, like, would you follow a boss on Facebook?
See, I'm kind of 50-50 on this. Me, personally, I don't have anything to hide.
I'm
not posting stuff where I'm worried where I'm going to get fired for posting something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you do post something, you're worried about getting fired for it. I shouldn't post it.
Yeah. Well, see, you know? It's so funny. I'm sure you've seen online numerous times you look at these, times people have failed on social media.
Right.
I remember this one specific one, this chick, like, called out her boss, forgetting that she was friends with him on Facebook, and she got fired because of it. Now, I don't know if that's, if you're legally allowed to do that.
I think so.
Can you?
I think so.
Yes, maybe
I think
you admit
there's
something.
There's definitely a loophole there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure how they word it, but yeah, you can. There's another one, like an example, like this girl I knew, she just left her work and posted on Facebook, I can't wait to go home, smoke this weed, put on Netflix and just smoke this huge, blunt.
Why would you put that on Facebook?
What are you doing? Like, first off, like, no, just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it looks irresponsible. Plus, your work is definitely going to see that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and other people, too.
Right.
I guess just for me, like, I would never go on. I can't remember.
Trying to impress people?
Yeah. That's what people are doing. Like, I would never go online and be like, dude, I'm going to go home, just get smashed and throw up in my toilet. And right. Like, I mean, that's, I don't understand that.
Kind of immature, really.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it really depends on what you post. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll talk more about this.
You have all of our bosses on social media.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And you don't seem to be having a problem. Granted, we have cool bosses.
Yeah.
But, like I said.
It's not like I'm a school teacher.
Right.
Like, oh, so blitzed. We're going to talk more about this. We want to get your take on whether or not you should follow coworkers on social media. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
The Mega Power.
Mega Power. Yeah. Macho Man. Never saw Macho Man.
No?
Not in real life, no.
Yeah, me neither.
I got a picture of my buddy who does afternoons in Madison. He interviewed Macho Man in a limousine.
The cream of the crop.
The cream. It always rises. Yeah. Just geeked out, man. I love it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Yeah.
So much cocaine.
So much cocaine and steroids. We're talking about friending coworkers on Facebook. Should you do it? Honestly, this sounds like a kind of a dick thing to say, but it's not like I'm that super close ever with coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are different because we spend every day together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of built off of that. We're same age. We're going through the same things in life. There's some coworkers. Obviously, I like everyone. We work with so many great people, but I'm not going out of the way to be involved in their everyday affairs.
It's pretty interesting to see what's going on behind the scenes, though.
It is. But that's also a good way to get caught up in it.
Exactly.
Dude, if coworkers ever try and talk, I'm like, nah, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my problem. I don't want to be pulled into the GM's office going, oh, I heard you were involved. No.
Can't be doing it.
No.
Everybody sees it.
And that's what social media, it's another level where you're getting involved deeper than I think we need to get involved.
Yeah, now, you're exactly right.
I'm not saying don't be friends with your coworkers. I'm not saying that's you don't have best friends that you work with. I don't know. It's like everyone. Am I friends with everyone on Facebook? No. Does everyone follow my Instagram? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because I don't think there's any need for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being harsh on coworkers.
I'm one of those people. I just accept anybody and whoever. If they request me, there you go. That's fine. It must be.
See, I don't. Right. I don't. Like, if I don't know the person, if I have, like, two mutual friends, I'm like, all right, obviously you don't know me.
Right.
It's just through that.
Two mutuals kind of sketchy. Yeah. That could be a bot.
And if it's a female, I always have to make sure she's friends with Kristen first.
Four mutual friends, and her picture is like she's half naked. Yeah. With this huge knocker.
She seems like a nice girl. I'm going to be friends.
She seems legit. That's real. She's from around here, right?
Kiki won't be mad at all if I become friends with her. So, yeah, we want to get your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll talk more about this in a little bit. Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is going to be cool.
I almost bought you a Beavis and Butthead shirt.
You should have, man.
Did I tell you about that? I was in Walmart, and it was a long white long sleeve t-shirt, and it had Beavis and Butthead on the front, and then it said Beavis and Butthead on the arms.
That would have been the greatest day of my life. That would have been so cool. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm literally getting dumber working with you. We'll wrap this up here. I think, being friends with coworkers on social media, just be careful. That's with anything in life, though. This is such a broad brushstroke that we're having here. Just don't go on Facebook or Instagram and post stupid stuff.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
My rule is it's got to be funny.
Yeah.
It's got to be witty.
Yeah.
Or funny.
Yeah.
Or witty.
Or boobs.
That too.
Or funny or witty?
Yeah.
Or witty or funny?
You know? I just don't understand people going on and just like airing out the dirty laundry.
I don't either.
They go on there, they're all depressed.
Yeah.
It's like,
fishing for compliments.
It's kind of an escape, I guess, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? Nobody wants to see that.
No. You know? Especially that. Then you got to go into your coworkers are going to see that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We don't need social media anyways. That's really the big thing. We need to get off of social media.
All right. No more pictures of your legs at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. Or your kids.
Sideways pregnant pictures.
Your kids. They want to see those sugar-covered monsters.
How about this? Have you ever seen somebody's Facebook profile where it's like, okay, I think I know this person. I want to check it out, see what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the first 800 pictures are of the kids. It's like, it's not your kid's account. We get it. You have kids. It pisses me off, dude.
I can tell.
Right.
You're very heated
now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
First 800 pictures of just stupid pictures of your kids doing random stuff everybody
else
does.
The same thing, like eating an ice cream cone, swinging on the swing, but it's like horrible blurry action shots. It's like, really? You needed to load all of those?
What do you look like? Your profile.
And then their one picture's like.
Right. Yeah.
It's that dumb picture. Like, I can't even recognize you. The lighting's horrible. It's a terrible angle.
Right.
You and I just bitched for like 20 minutes.
I know. Rock 107.